With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. Thousands of California parents rallied outside the state capitol building in Sacramento Tuesday to oppose Assembly Bill 495, legislation which would allow anyone to download an online form and remove children from public schools or daycare centers. The outpouring of citizen action was organized by Pastor Jack Hibbs of the Calvary Chapel Chino Hills Church. During the rally, he spoke with Sacramento radio station AM 1380, The Answer.
You can go back to school that evening to pick up your kid. They won't be there. Be there. And listen to this. The school has no obligation whatsoever to tell you, the parent, who took your kid. Where are they? Who was it? They don't have to tell. This has got to stop. This state is out of control. And these wonderful people here by the thousands are holding Newsom accountable to what he does with this bill. We're asking him to veto the bill.
That controversial legislation, AB 495, has now been referred back to committee for further study. Hurricane Erin may not make a direct hit on land, but it is a very large, very dangerous storm. Communities along the East Coast are bracing themselves. Coastal North Carolina of particular concern, according to the National Hurricane Center's Lisa Bucci.
We have a storm surge warning up for that area. We also have tropical storm watches and warnings up the East Coast. So in portions where we do have tropical storm warnings, we are expecting tropical storm force winds. Further north, we have watches.
Evacuations have been ordered for some parts of the Outer Banks, and people are being urged, in some cases being ordered, to stay out of the water because of thunderous surf and potentially deadly rip currents. On Wall Street this morning, the Dow down 81 points. This is SRN News. It's a new warning about assisted suicide.
It comes in the form of a chilling article in The Atlantic by Elena Calabro entitled, Canada is Killing Itself. The lengthy expose of the Canadian euthanasia system points out that since its legalization in 2016, the government has expanded it to include more and more groups of people, including those who are not terminally ill. And the numbers are increasing so fast the medical system is having a hard time keeping up with demand. Minors may soon be included. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A group of Jewish organizations is urging America's colleges and universities to tackle anti-Semitism, even as students are beginning to return for the fall semester. The Anti-Defamation League, Conference of Presidents of Major American Jewish Organizations, and the Jewish Federations of North America are offering some tips for how schools can make campus more welcoming for Jewish students. The coalition says university officials need to keep a close eye on Palestinian protests. This is SRN News. It is a big event for an old Swedish Lutheran church.
One of Sweden's most beloved wooden churches is being moved as part of the relocation of the town of Kiruna. It's happening because the world's largest underground iron ore mine is threatening to swallow the town. This week, thousands of visitors descended upon the town north of the Arctic Circle to watch the church's relocation. The vicar kicked off the move with a blessing Tuesday morning. The slow journey is scheduled to end Wednesday afternoon and is being live-streamed by Sweden's national broadcast. Keith Peters, Washington.
Dangerous heat wave has taken hold across much of California and the Southwest, with triple-digit temperatures expected, along with a heightened risk of wildfires. Officials have opened cooling centers this week in L.A., warning residents to avoid strenuous outdoor activities. The peak of the heat wave will grip Arizona tomorrow and on Friday. More details at srnnews.com.